Grace, her name was not a misnomer. You know, some bear a name and they don't live as their name suggests. But it was the grace of God that made Grace what she was. And the great blessing to us and to many outside of this immediate fellowship. Now that grace, that same grace, you know, the Lord is interested in you this evening. We need times like this to help us to understand God's purpose in placing us here. We're here to serve Him with all our strength and mind and will. And He is extending to us grace tonight. I don't know to what degree, perhaps, or along what line, but grace is being ministered, and we need to take that, receive it. The same grace that I say was seen in Grace and made her what she was is available to me and to you. I want to take more of that grace, that I might be what the Lord wants me to be, has ordained me to be. And that ought to be our desire. A greater, perhaps, will to serve. By love, serve one another. It's a call to serve Him. I think that's perhaps the greatest call that can come to any individual. To serve Jesus. As we have our lives. We sing that in the For Mercy So Great. What return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure. I'll love Him. I'll serve Him with all that I have. As long as my life shall endure. May the Lord grant us grace. I thought also of that hymn where it speaks about following in His train. People of various walks of life followed after Jesus to serve Him and to live for Him at any cost. And I thought grace is in that train. And I think the end of that hymn is something like this. Give us grace to follow in their train. Give us grace, Lord, to follow in their train. Take something from Grace's life. I'm going to ask my son to come after I sing something. There was a reading on the 24th. Of this month, and it has to do with heaven and the glories that we share there. And I thought it would be fitting to hear that reading, and Philip will come, but before that, I want to sing something, and it's connected with the reading. In deference to Grace, she accompanied me with my singing. I'm going to sing it without accompaniment. In the land of fadeless day lies a city four square. It shall never pass away, for there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. All the gates of pearl are made in the city four square. And the streets with gold are laid And there is no night there. Now I'm going to see if Grace can put me on the pitch. All right. There the gates are never closed to the city. There the gates shall never close to the city four square. There life's crystal waters flow, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. And they all behold his face in that city four square. There the servants serve. Let's see. There his servants there do serve in that city four square. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain nor fears. And they count not time by years, for there is no night there. Praise the Lord. Come, Philip. I think maybe I should have accompaniment.
Senior pastor gets away with a lot. This is a reading from the Checkbook of Faith. Is that correct?
Yes.
His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Three choice blessings will be ours in the glory land. His servants shall serve him. No other Lord shall oppress us. No other service shall distress us. We shall serve Jesus always, perfectly, without weariness and without error. This is heaven to a saint, in all things to serve the Lord Christ, and to be owned by him as his servant is our soul's high ambition for eternity. And they shall see his face. This makes the service delightful. Indeed, it is the present reward of service. We shall know our Lord, for we shall see him as he is. To see the face of Jesus is the utmost favor that the most faithful servant of the Lord can ask. What more could Moses ask than, "Let me see thy face"? And his name shall be in their foreheads. They gaze upon their Lord till his name is photographed upon their brows. They are acknowledged by him, and they acknowledge him. The secret mark of inward grace develops into the public sign manual of confessed relationship. O Lord, give us these three things in their beginnings here, that we may possess them in their fullness in thine own abode of bliss. Amen.
Thank you. And now the choir coming to sing a favorite of Grace's, Something for Thee.